CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The international community is hailing the nuclear deal reached between Iran and six world powers, which caps more than a decade of negotiations. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has expressed the hope the breakthrough will serve as a vital contribution to peace and stability both in the region and beyond. U.S. President Barack Obama has hailed the deal as a step towards a more hopeful world. In Tehran, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the achievement marks the start of Iran's cooperation with the world. Under the deal, international sanctions imposed on Iran will be lifted in return for Tehran agreeing to long-term curbs on a nuclear program that the West has suspected was aimed at creating a nuclear bomb. China is urging the Philippines to ditch its attempt to solve South China Sea territorial disputes with an international tribunal. A foreign ministry spokesperson says China will refuse to recognize the conclusion of the arbitration requested by the Philippines over the two countries' maritime dispute. China insists that disputes should be resolved through negotiation and consultation with the countries directly involved. The Philippines filed its arbitration case at The Hague in 2013. The hearing on jurisdiction and admissibility began last week and has now concluded. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has met with South African Vice President Cyril Ramaphosa here in Beijing. The Premier says China hopes to enhance industrial capacity cooperation with South Africa and carry out technology exchanges and personnel training. For his part, Ramaphosa says South Africa hopes to learn from China's experience in industrialization and economic zone development and facilitate bilateral cooperation in such areas as marine economy and energy. Ramaphosa is on a five-day visit in China, which will conclude on Friday. The draft bill containing actions required by Greece under the debt deal reached in Brussels has now been tabled in the Greek parliament. The bill includes a set of taxation and pension systems reforms scheduled to be put to vote on Wednesday evening local time. The bill is expected to pass with votes from opposition parties who have said they will support it as it was the only way to ensure Greece remains in the euro currency. Greek banks remain closed on Tuesday with capital control limits still in place. At least 27 people have been killed and 40 others injured following a stampede at a religious festival in South India on Tuesday. The victims include 26 women and one man. Two of the injured were reportedly in critical condition. The stampede started after a woman fell down as crowds pushed to get through a narrow entrance to a river where people went to bathe. Mexican prosecutors have formally placed 22 prison officials in custody for allegedly helping the escape of drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from a high-security prison in central Mexico. 12 prison staff members who have been questioned have been released. A massive manhunt for Guzman is still underway after he escaped through a tunnel under his prison cell on Saturday. Mexico's Interior Ministry has said Guzman must have had help from prison officials in his prison jailbreak, the second in 15 years. The prison's director was fired on Monday. It's not clear whether he was among those released or kept in custody. North Korea has decided to grant amnesty to convicts to mark the 70th anniversary of the country's liberation and the founding of the Workers' Party of Korea. The decree for amnesty is set to take effect on August 1st. NASA's New Horizons spacecraft has performed the first-ever flyby of Pluto. It came at about 12,400 kilometers above the surface, making its closest approach to the dwarf planet on Tuesday. The flyby comes after an unprecedented journey spanning 9.5 years and 3 billion miles. The spacecraft is currently in data-gathering mode and not in contact with flight controllers. After Tuesday's encounter, all nine of the solar system's originally recognized planets have now been visited by a spacecraft. Apple Pay is now live in the UK, the first country outside the United States to get the iPhone maker's new mobile payment system. The service launched on Tuesday. However, some big names in Britain's banking sector, like HSBC and Lloyds, are missing on the mobile payment system list. Most of the banks in question have announced they will eventually be joining the service. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.